Today's school prayer focus are homeschooling both the parents and the teachers. Home education is one of the fastest growing forms of education and experienced a 90% growth from the years 2012 to 2022, according to a study done by Ray and looking at information from the U.S. Department of Education. The top three reasons why parents chose this form of schooling: they were concerned about the school environment, 34%, 17% were dissatisfied with the academic instruction, 16% desire to provide religious instruction. In a study, home-educated students average 15 to 30% better and above public school students on standardized tests and ranked 78 to 88% better in reading, language, math, science, and social studies. This was ranked 78 to 88%. This was 28 to 38% above national average. Other reasons parents chose this approach: their child being bullied at school, curriculum didn't align with their standards, children not doing well in school no matter what they tried, the location of where they live, disabilities, and so much more. For those who choose this route, they face lots of decisions: how to structure, how to juggle housework and monitor children, which type of curriculum to use, and so much more. Let's stop and pray for the parents, the children, and anyone else who participates in home education. Father, we thank you that there are parents willing to do this, because we know it takes an extraordinary person to be able to also be the teacher to their students full time. And though that is really kind of their job anyways, but it is nice to have that break, and here they have to schedule, juggle housework, teaching, overseeing them, all the different tests that have to be done, the paperwork, curriculum choices. Oh Lord, just saying all these things can get us overwhelmed. But Father, we thank you that you are the great I am. Nothing is too big for you. We pray that these students will have an aptitude, or the parents will have an aptitude for teaching, and that, Father, you would give the children willing, receptive minds and an ability to learn, as well as understand what's being taught. We pray they're able to connect with other homeschool kids and be able to do some activities and share different insights and perspectives and ideas and be creative. We know that many need to be homeschooled that could not go to school for many physical or cognitive issues. And so we thank you, God, that there are parents that are willing to do this. We pray for a quick conviction of sin, and sins will be found out, that they would be humble and willing to receive instruction. They would have a love for your word and accept it as a standard of truth, that they'd be able to talk about anything that concerns them and pray with each of their students, their children, and submit them to you, that they would get guidance, they would not feel like they were alone, that, Father, you would help them with creative ways. And we pray 2 Timothy 2:24, give them the strength to be a patient and loving teacher, just as you are patient and loving with us. And Heavenly Father, help them to teach their children diligently as you have commanded in Deuteronomy. Grant them wisdom and discernment as they guide their children's education according to James 1:5. And Father, may your word be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path as they study and learn together, Psalm 119. And Lord, help them to teach their children the importance of seeking wisdom and knowledge as described in Proverbs. Inspire them to cultivate a love for truth and righteousness in their children's hearts, ability to teach with gentleness and respect, to model a life of faith and obedience to your commands so that the children will follow your ways, the grace to train up the children the way they should go, that your word would be deeply rooted in their hearts and minds, transformed daily. We thank you, Father, that we know a home atmosphere needs to reflect your love and grace, and we pray that that is what is there. We just pray blessings on all those that are doing this and those that provide the curriculum and all the activities. And we just pray that they would continue to have favor with the state and their local schools and in whatever agencies that they need to in order to continue to do this. In Jesus' name.